jina Margaret Aġus, nsemmilkom u nilqakom għal programm ieħor il-ħrejjef, l-erf u l-maġija. U fil-programm tal-lum se nintroduċukom ma' kittieb li kompli konvinċina li Esopu wara kollox verament eżista għaliex isemmi mhux biss xogħol minn tiegħu, rafa minn tiegħu, iżda wkoll ismu. Fil-fatt jirriferi għalih bħala bniedem għaref. Se niskopru wkoll fil-programm tal-lum ħrejjef li forsi hawn Malta ftit li xejn insemmu dawn huma ħrejjef Indjani. Nistgħu ngħidu li hemm dibattitu sħiħ dwar jekk dawn Indjani ispirawx lill-Esopu jew inkella vice versa. Iżda tal-anqas il-bidu ta' dan il-programm huwa kif qed ilkom dwar xi ħadd li ċertament ġie ispirat minn Esopu. Dan huwa is-suċċessur dirett ta' Esopu. Huwa kittieb li ftit jafu minnu dak kien Fedrus li kien jgħix fis-sena 15 qabel Kristu u għex sas-sena 50 wara Kristu. Hawn min jgħid li l-ħrejjef li naħsbu li huma ta' Esopu huma fil-fatt tiegħu. Dan ukoll bħal Esopu kien skjaf huwa maħsub li twielet fil-Maċedonja u li meta kien żagħżugħ kien mar l-Italja. Huwa spiċċa bħala għallim mal-Imperatur Awgustu. Tul iż-żminijiet baqgħu jinstabu manuskritti tax-xogħlijiet ta' Fedrus saħansitra fil-Vatikan instabu ma' 30 il-ħrafa. Kien l-ewwel awtur li qalb ħafna ħrejjef bil-Latin u innifsu kiteb xi ħrejjef minn dawn u oħrajn kienu ħrejjef tradizzjonali. Kiteb ukoll ħrejjef forma ta' poeżiji politiċi. U fil-fatt fuq dawn se nitkellmu issa, u kien li għamel satira ta' sitwazzjoni politika ta' dak iż-żmien. Fil-waqt li Esopu kien jagħmilha b'mod indirett u kien jagħmilha b'mod aktar apert. Tiskanta, dak iż-żmien kemm ma kienx hemm ċensura. Interessanti niżaminaw dawn iż-żewġ xogħlijiet li incidentalment it-tnejn isimhom The Frogs Desiring a King. Għaliex Fedrus semmija wara dik ta' Esopu. Hawnhekk insibu eżempji ta' kritika politika min-naħa taż-żewġ kittieba. Innotaw kif fil-ħrafa forma ta' poeżija ta' Fedrus jissemma mhux biss isem Esopu, iżda jirrakkonta l-istorja tiegħu. Il-morali ta' dawn iż-żewġ ħrejjef li aħjar tikkuntenta bil-mexxej li jkollok għax li jiġi wara pas-serp jista' jkun perikolus. Però alla ħares il-popli kollha jagħmlu hekk għax kieku jibqa' gvern wieħed u jisalta l-għal dejjem, ma dik hija t-teorija tiegħu. Se nibda biex nirrakkontalkom l-oriġinali dik ta' Esopu, imbagħad dik ta' Fedrus. Mela, kif għadilkom, it-tnelli huma jisimhom The Frogs Desiring a King, u ftakru li dik ta' Fedrus hija forma ta' poeżija tal-fuhom għall-ewwel. The frogs were living as happy as could be in a marshy swamp that just suited them. They went splashing about, caring for nobody, and nobody troubling with them. But some of them thought that this was not right, that they should have a king and a proper constitution. So they determined to send up a petition to Jove to give them what they wanted. Mighty Jove, they cried, send us unto us a king that will rule over us and keep us in order. Jove laughed at their croaking and threw them into the swamp a huge log, which came down, splash, into the swamp. The frogs were frightened out of their lives by the commotion made in their midst, and all rushed to the bank to look at the horrible monster. But after a time, seeing that it did not move, one or two of the boldest of them ventured out towards the log and even dared to touch it. Still, it did not move. Then the greatest hero of the frogs jumped upon the log and commenced dancing up and down upon it. Thereupon, all the frogs came and did the same. And for some time, the frogs went about their business every day without taking the slightest notice of their new king log lying in their midst. But this did not suit them. So they sent another petition to Jove and said to him, "We want a real king, one that will really rule over us." Now this made Jove angry. So he sent among them a big stork that soon set to work, gobbling them all up. Then the frogs repented when too late. Naddu issa għal il-verżjoni ta' Fedrus. With equal laws when Athens strove, the petulance of freedom drove their state to license, which overthrew those just restraints of old they knew. Hence, as a factious discontent, through every rank an order went. Pisistratus, the tyrant, formed a party, and the fort he stormed, which yoke, while all bemoaned in grief, not that he was a cruel chief, but they unused to be controlled, then Aesop thus his fable told. The frogs, a freeborn people made, from out their marsh with clamour prayed, that Jove a monarch would assign, with power their manners to refine. The sovereign smiled, and on their bog bent his petition as a log, which, as it dashed upon the place, at first alarmed the timorous race. But ere it long had lain to cool, one slyly peeped out of the pool, and finding it a king in jest, he boldly summoned all the rest. Now, void of fear, the tribe advanced, and on the timber leapt and danced, and having let their fury loose, in gross affronts and rank abuse, of Jove they sought another king, for useless was this wooden thing. Then he, a water snake empowered, who one by one their race devoured, they try to make escape in vain. Nor, dumb, through fear, can they complain. By stealth they Mercury depute, that Jove would once more hear their suit, and send their sinking state to save. But he in wrath this answer gave. "You scorn the good king that you had, and therefore you shall bear the bad." "Ye likewise, O Athenian friends, convinced to what impatience tends, though slavery be no common curse, be still, for fear of worse and worse." Ix-xogħol letterarju ta' Jean de la Fontaine, Le Granwi, ki Desir Anrua, imbniet fuq il-verżjoni ta' Fedrus. Hawnhekk iż-żrinċijiet, jiġifieri l-poplu, kien xeba mid-demokrazija. Ukoll Margaret Atwood tuża din il-ħrafa King Log in Exile fejn l-inerxja tar-re tkun qiegħda taħbi ċerta korruzzjoni. Il-ħrejjef ta' Fedrus għandhom lan. Li għatu pjaċir, iżda fl-istess ħin jedukaw. Fedrus kellu idea negattiva tan-natura umana u kien spiss jilmenta u jikkummenta dwar it-trijonf tal-inġustizja. Fedrus ma kienx popolari mal-kritiċi u l-awturi, probabbli għax kien barrani u xi darba wkoll bħal Esopu kien skjaf u spiss nisimgħu jilmenta dwar in-nuqqas ta' apprezzament. Fil-fatt, għal bidu, kienu jaħsbu li l-ħrejjef tiegħu kienu ta' Esopu. Il-kapaċità ta' Fedrus bħala kittib kienet tispikka fil-qosor tal-ħrejjef u fl-istess ħin is-sempliċità tal-karattri u l-istorja flimkien mal-kummenti satiriċi. Fix-xogħlijiet ta' Fedrus li jisimhom il-ħrejjef ta' Fedrus insibu ħafna aktar alluzjonijiet għal Esopu. Fedrus jirrakkonta diversi ħrejje fejn Esopu huwa skjaf. Dan il-bniedem li pinġielna Fedrus insibuħ mimli ċinizmu u erf u jiġbaħ ħafna lil dak Esopu li nafu li tkellimna dwaru diġa. Inibdew nsemmalkom l-ewwel ħrafa fejn hemm aċċenn għal Esopu u di jisima Aesop's Answer to the Inquisitive Man. When Aesop was the only servant of his master, he was ordered to prepare dinner earlier than usual. Accordingly, he went round to several houses, seeking for fire, and at last found a place at which to light his lantern. Then, as he made rather a long circuit, he shortened the way back, for he went home straight through the forum. There, a certain busybody in the crowd said to him, "Aesop, why with a light at midday?"
"I am in search of a man," said he,
and went hastily homewards. If the inquisitive fellow reflected on this answer, he must have perceived that the sage did not deem him a man who could so unseasonably rally him when busy. Mela kif rajna hemmhekk minn dik il-kidba ta' Fedrus, hawnhekk qed jirriferi għal Esopu bħala skjaf, imma fl-istess ħin għal bniedem għaref ukoll. Importanti ħafna nisimgħu x'kellu xi jgħid Fedrus dwar Esopu, il-missier tal-ħrejjef, meta jirriferi għalih bħala skjaf. L-Atenjani waqfu statwa f'unur il-bravu Esopu u permezz ta' dan poġġew skjaf fuq il-pedestal ta' fama eterna. U kif ħafna nies jafu, l-unur u l-glorja ma jingħatawx għaliex int minn int, imma għaliex ikun jistoqlok. F'kelma waħda hawnhekk Fedrus jammetti mod indirett li għalkemm Esopu kien skjaf xorta kien ħaqu dan l-unur minħabba l-erf tiegħu. U se nisimgħu issa l-aħħar żewġ stejjer ta' Fedrus u hawnhekk naraw li l-Fedrus jirriferi għal Esopu bħala bniedem għaref, jiġifieri the sage. U fil-fatt l-ewwel storja jisima Aesop at Play u t-tieni waħda Aesop and the Farmer. An Athenian, seeing Aesop in a crowd of boys at play with nuts, stopped and laughed at him for a madman. As soon as the sage, a laugher at others, rather than one to be laughed at, perceived this, he placed an unstrung bow in the middle of the road. "Hark you, wise man," said he, "unriddle what I have done." The people gather round. The man torments his invention a long time, but I cannot make out the reason of the proposed question. At last he gives up. Upon this, the victorious philosopher says, "You will soon break the bow if you always keep it bent, but if you loosen it, it will be fit for use when you want it." Thus ought recreation sometimes to be given to the mind, that it may return to you better fitted for thought. Aesop and the Farmer. One taught by experience is proverbially said to be more quick-witted than a wizard, but the reason is not told, which now, for the first time, shall be made known by my fable. The ewes of a certain man, who reared flocks, brought forth lambs with human heads. Dreadfully alarmed at the prodigy, he runs full of concern to the soothsayers. One answers that it bears reference to the life of the owner, and that the danger must be averted with the victim. Another, no wiser, affirms that it is meant that his wife is an adulteress, and his children are spurious. But that it can be atoned for by a victim of greater age. Why enlarge? They all differ in opinions, and greatly aggravate the anxiety of the man. Aesop, being at hand, a sage of nice discernment, whom nature could never deceive by appearances, remarked,
"If you wish, farmer, to take due precautions against this portent, find wives for your shepherds."
Fit-tielet seklu wara Kristu insibu teżor taħrejjeth mill-Indja, magħrufin bħala l-Pancha Tantra, li jikkonsistu f'87 ħrafa. Lan wara dan il-ħrejjef kien li jeduka it-tfal irjali. Għalkemm l-awtur ta' dawn l-istejer mhux magħruf, iżda fit-traduzzjoni Arbija tas-sena 750 wara Kristu jissema ċertu raġel għaref b'isem ta' Bitpaj. Il-rejjef Pancha Tantra inqalbu għall-Persjan fis-seklu 6 u ħadu l-isem ta' Kalila and Dimna. U minn hawn inqalbu għall-Arbi u vjaġġaw mill-Vant Nofsani sal-Afrika ta' fuq għall-Spanja Musulmana. Dawn il-rejjef tal-Pancha Tantra waslu l-Ewropa billi ġew moddija minn fom għall-fom. Mit-13 sal-15-il seklu dan il-rejjef flimkien ma' dawk ta' Esopu ġew użati mill-qassisin fil-pritki tagħhom u mbagħad daħlu wkoll fil-kotba tal-iskola. Dawn il-rejjef influwenzaw ħafna kittieba taħrejjef. Panċ tfisser ħamsa. Fil-fatt il-ħrejjef Pancha Tantra jittrattaw dwar il-ħames modi ta' kif bniedem għandu jirnexxi fil-ħajja huma mqasmin f'ħames kotba li jitkellmu dwar kif titlef imbagħad takkwista l-biberija, dwar il-gwerra, il-paċi, meta wieħed jitlef dak li jkun iggwadanja u meta bniedem jieħu deċiżjonijiet ħżiena jew bil-għaġla. Tantra tirriferi għal-mod ta' kif bniedem għandu jiġi pruħu. Il-ħrafa li se nsemmalkom titratta dwar il-gwerra u l-paċi. Ukoll fil-Pancha Tantra insibu l-annimali li qegħdin jintużaw b'mod allegoriku. Iċ-ċawl jiġġieled kontra il-kok. Dawn isiru stereotipi. Issemgħu l-istorja u taraw x'jiġri. Why the owls became enemies of the crows. Think twice before you do or say anything. Long, long ago, all the birds of a jungle gathered to choose a new bird as their king. They were not happy with their king, the Garuda, who they thought always enjoyed his time in the heaven and never cared for the birds. So they thought it was better to choose a new bird as their king. A heated discussion followed in the meeting, and ultimately it was decided to make the owl the king of birds. The birds started making preparation for the coronation of the newly elected king. Just then, a crow fell in and raised an objection in the meeting. He said, laughing, "What a bird you've chosen as your king, an ugly fellow. He always goes blind during the day. Moreover, owls are birds of prey. He might kill other birds for his meals rather than save them. Didn't peacocks and swans suit you as your king?" The crow's arguments made the birds think over their decision again. It was decided to choose the king on some other occasion, and hence the coronation ceremony was postponed. The owl, chosen as the king of birds, still waited for his coronation as king. He realized all of a sudden that there was absolute quiet around him. No one was talking. Nothing was happening. Since it was daytime, he couldn't see anything around him. He grew very impatient and a little suspicious also. At last, overcome by his curiosity and eagerness for his coronation as king, he inquired from one of his attendants the reason behind the delay. "Sir," his attendant said, "the coronation ceremony has been postponed. All the birds have decided to choose a new king. Now not even a single bird is here. They have all gone back to their respective places." "Why?" the owl asked angrily. "A crow put up arguments against us, the owl family. He said we're ugly and killers." The would-be king owl further lost his temper and said to the smiling crow, who was still present there, "You've deprived me of the honour of becoming a king. So from now on, we are sworn enemies of each other. Beware of us." The crow realized his folly, but it was too late now. Derbiċar illi il-panċa tantra hija tassew mera tal-ħajja. U kif ikomplu dawn l-istejjer? Hemm ħafna aktar intriċċi iżda fost dawn. Ċawlun minnhom jagħmilha li ta' parsi sħabu abbandunawh bl-iskop li jinħabb mal-kok. Ħalli jsir jaf x'inhuma s-sigriti u l-punti vulnerabbli tagħhom. Iżda ċawl waslu kif il-fatt jiġri fir-realtà. Illi jieħdu passi ħafna aktar drastiċi, fil-fatt jispiċċaw biex jagħtu n-nar lill-entraturi tal-bejtiet tal-kok, u daw jispiċċaw jifgaw u jmutu. Kif indunajtu fil-ħrejjef ta' Esopu u fil-panċa tantra, jintużaw l-annimali biex iwaslu messaġġ, issa donnhom ma jaqblux dwar il-fatt li l-er u l-ingann huma ta' min jismerrhom. Esopu jikkundannhom. Iżda fil-panċa tantra nsibu li tkun qarrieqi u tajjeb, speċjalment meta dini mossa politika. Titqies bħala arma potenti u effikaċi biex iwassal il-politiku għal finijiet ta' moħħu. U hawn wieħed jista' jikkonferma il-kuntrast li hemm bejn dawn iż-żewġ xogħlijiet letterarji. L-iskop ta' Esopu kien biss biex iwassal il-morali. Fil-waqt li lieħor il-panċa tantra għandu skop kemm morali kif ukoll politiku. Ma jistax jonqos illi f'dawn ix-xogħlijiet ikun hemm xi stejjer li jxiebħu, pal pereżempju the ass in the panther skin u the ass without heart and ears. The broken pot tal-panċa tantra hija simili ta' the milkmaid and her pail. The gold-giving snake u the man and the serpent u kolem xebħ bejnietom, ma naqralkom l-ewwel the man and the serpent ta' Esopu. A countryman's son, by accident, trod upon a serpent's tail, which turned and bit him so that he died. The father, in a rage, got his axe and, pursuing the serpent, cut off part of its tail. So the serpent, in revenge, began stinging several of the farmer's cattle and caused him severe loss. Well, the farmer thought it best to make it up with the serpent and brought food and honey to the mouth of its lair and said to it, "Let's forget and forgive. Perhaps you were right to punish my son and take vengeance on my cattle, but surely I was right in trying to revenge him. Now that we are both satisfied, why should not we be friends again?" "No, no," said the serpent. "Take away your gifts. You can never forget the death of your son, nor I the loss of my tail. Injuries may be forgiven, but not forgotten." Wissa se nisimaw the gold-giving snake tal panċa tantra. In a certain place there lived a Brahman by the name of Haridatta. He tilled the soil, but his time in the field brought him no harvest. Then one day, as the hottest hours were just over, tormented by the heat, he lay down in the shade of a tree in the middle of his field for a sleep. He saw a frightful snake, decorated with a large hood, crawl from an anthill a little way off, and thought to himself, "This is surely the goddess of the field, and I have not once paid her homage. That is why the field remains barren. I must bring her an offering." After thus thinking it over, he got some milk, poured it into a basin, then went to the anthill and said, "O protector of this field, for a long time I did not know that you live here. For this reason, I have not yet brought you an offering. Please forgive me." Having said this, he set forth the milk and went home. The next day he returned to see what had happened, and he found a dinar in the basin. And thus it continued day by day. He brought the snake milk and always found a dinar there the next morning. One day, the Brahman asked his son to take the milk to the anthill, and he himself went into the village. The son brought the milk, set it there, and returned home. When he came back the next day and found a dinar, he said to himself, "This anthill must be full of gold dinars. I will kill the snake and take them all at once." Having decided this, the Brahman's son returned the next day with the milk and a club. As he gave the milk to the snake, he struck her on the head with the club. The snake, as fate willed it, escaped with her life. Filled with rage, she bit the boy with her sharp, poisoned teeth, and the boy fell dead at once. His people built a funeral pyre not far from the field and cremated him. 2 days later, his father returned. When he discovered under what circumstances his son had died, he said that justice had prevailed. The next morning he once again took milk, went to the anthill, and praised the snake with a loud voice. A good while later, the snake appeared in the entrance to the anthill and said, "You come here from greed, letting even your grief for your son pass by. From now on, friendship between you and me will no longer be possible. Your son, in his youthful lack of understanding, struck me. I bit him. How can I forget the club's blow? How can you forget the pain and sorrow for your son?" After saying this, she gave him a costly pearl and said, "Do not come back," and disappeared into her cave. The Brahman took the pearl, cursed his son's lack of understanding, and returned home. Nispera li lażla ta' awturi u ħrejjef li kelli għalikom illum oġbukom tant li se tibqgħu tiskopru aktar dwarhom. Fil-programm li jmiss se nkompli b'aktar ħrejjef Indjani fejn se nisimgħu l-eqdem verżjoni ta' Sleeping Beauty li jisima' Sittukan. Però nixtieqkom li tinnutaw li din il-verżjoni hija verżjoni erotika ħafna u ġejja minn qabel Kristu. Mela, sal-program li jmiss, jiena Margaret Jones, inselmilkom.